Greeting the precious name of Jesus. And well, when we were talking last time, I told you the Lord had spoken to me and he had put the word inconsistent in my spirit and begin to let me understand that what I was doing in my dedications wasn't consistent with what he was requiring. So then he went on and he spoke to me, and the other word was lifestyle. The word lifestyle means the habits, attitudes, taste, moral standards, economic level, etc. These things constitute the mode of living of an individual or group. So he spoke this word into my spirit, showing me that what was needed in me and in you was a lifestyle change, and not just temporarily cultivate better relationship habits. You know, a lifestyle change is more, it's more than just making a few temporary changes for a short period of time, but it's making choices that changes to develop a different lifestyle, one that evolves completely around the things of God and his word. So I've said it many, many times, we don't need our life to evolve around God, to evolve around God's word. We need, let me get this straight. We don't need to develop God's word around our life. We need to develop our life around God's word. So many people, they want to put God's word out there and say they're a Christian, make that confession, but then they want to live their life as it's pleasing to them and include God in whatever they can adapt him into. Well, that's the wrong way to go about a real relationship with God. A real relationship with God, your first priority has got to be God and how you serve him and how you dedicate yourself to him, how you discipline your life to please God. Him, you know, he said in his word, when a man's ways please me, he said, I will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. And I believe I've touched on some of these things over the last few weeks. And what these videos are for is to help us get a grip on our dedications and our relationship with God and begin to make these lifestyle changes. You don't make lifestyle changes all at once. It's got to be something that you work into your daily routine and into your daily relationship with God. You've got to, just what he said, make a lifestyle change. You know, I'm like some of you. You could tell, I mean, I love to eat, and the older you get, the you know, you gain weight, it's harder to get rid of. So there's many of us out there been on every kind of diet there is, and we'll do something to curtail food or do something to eat a little different temporarily, and we'll lose weight, and we're excited about it. But if you don't make these habits and the foods you eat and how you eat and when you eat, if you don't make these things a lifestyle change, then all you're going to do is drop back into your bad habits and go back to eating the same foods the same way, and then you're going to put all your weight back on, and you're going to get discouraged with yourself. So a lifestyle change has got to be put into action. It's got to be implemented in our relationship with God. You know, I've been talking for a while now about God doing a new thing. I've been preaching about it. Been talking about a new dispensation, a new generation, walking in a new place with God. And I was just telling my wife, I said, you know, we're doing all this talking and preaching and teaching about God doing a new thing. So why is it a strange thing or any wonder to us that God's going to require new dedications and new disciplines to walk in this realm that he's revealing to us? So we need to just step back and look at ourselves, take an evaluation of ourselves, or do what the Lord, I believe it's in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, and Paul said, let us examine ourselves and see if we be in the faith. So let's examine ourselves. So, I mean, I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm pointing my finger at me and realizing the Lord is instructing me in disciplines. He's instructing me in dedications. And now he's telling me, quit being inconsistent in your relationship with me. You know, it's one thing to set a time to pray and get up of a morning and pray and do it 4, 5, 6 days. And then the next thing you know, you done missed 2 or 3 days, or you done got off track on your timing or your relationship with God. Children of God, it's time to be consistent and persistent in our relationship and our walk with God. God's not a hard taskmaster, but he does want consistency, and he does want us to show that we love him. You know, in the natural, if you love somebody, you're going to show them, at least the way I am. I'm always telling my wife I love her. I'm always trying to do something for her. I'm always trying to help her. I'm always trying to do something to please her or do something nice for her, because I care about her, and I try to show my attention and my affection and try to do things to show her that I love her and I want that continued relationship with her. You know, we just celebrated 38 years, February the 14th, and we're fixing to go. We've already gone into a few days on the 39th year, so we're headed toward 39 years. And that's a milestone in this day and time, and I thank God for it. But we've been through a lot of things together. We've been through hard times, trials, troubles. We've been through financial hardships. We've been through a lot. I've been through physical hardships, and through it all, she stood right in there beside me. We've stood with each other. We've prayed this thing through. We're stronger now than we've ever been. We're closer than we've ever been in our natural attention and affection and friendship one for the other, and also in our relationship with God is growing as a couple and as individuals. So let's drop back and look at this situation, and let's find out where we're being inconsistent in our relationship with God, and let's see if we can't do something to make a change. I pray this word is stirring your heart. And I want to get in the scriptures in Ephesians, if I can, these next couple of broadcasts. May God bless you. Praying for you.